And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
You're the only one who ever sings along with it.
I can't help it. It's so catchy.
Sometimes I get the urge to sing, but I don't want to sing along with myself.
I like it. You can harmonize with yourself. You can go high. You can go low. You can do all kinds of great things. Mm-hmm. A great performance by Patrick right there and the podcast theme. And he is also responsible for the podcast closing theme, which is great. And you'll hear that in a little bit. The actual podcast this week is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, where I have been hanging out a lot lately with my son. That's like all he wants to do is go to Buffalo Wild Wings. And this summer you can stop watching the same old highlights on, you know, ESPN and stuff at your house, just sitting around going click, click, click. You go to Buffalo Wild Wings and you can watch all kinds of crazy stuff. They get all like the soccer stuff from around the globe and rugby along with the baseball and stuff that they're playing anyway. So you can kind of get a little bit of everything. Like we'll sit there and we'll watch watch a baseball game and then we'll watch some soccer highlights and all that and, you know, watch people flop, which is fun. And we get into a discussion over whether or not he's faking. And it's a lot of can't-miss action.
A lot of can't-miss action.
Dude, it's great. With all those TVs on all those different channels and you got all that to watch, it's great. Anyway, summer can be tough for a sports fan. That's part of the script here, but it really doesn't have to be. Go to Buffalo Wild Wings. You might see me there. Wings Beer Sports.
Have you guys been following the story of it's a couple who they've left their home because they kept getting these letters that say,
"Get out.
I am the watcher. I've been watching this home for decades. It was my grandfather's responsibility. Then it was my father's responsibility.
And now it's my home.
And now it's my time. I told the past tenants to bring me new young blood, and they have done well. Have you found out what's in the walls yet?" And talking about their kids.
I'm gone.
I'll be watching through. I can't wait to find out which kids' rooms are which, so I know who I'm looking into. All kinds of stuff, man. So they bolted. They got out of the house.
No, hey, that sounds like a thing to get the cops involved in.
Cops are involved.
I get the cops involved, and I'm still moving out of that house. Okay.
And now there's a lawsuit because that family is suing the former families who sold them the house. You didn't tell us about this.
And did the former family come clean and say, "Yeah, we knew about it"?
Yes.
Whoever
the watcher is, sent them letters as well. They sold the house.
Oh, wow.
To these people.
Listen, so I know we're all scared of the serial killer stalker guy, but everyone try to smile and be nice while the real estate agent is showing the house.
Has anybody ever been injured? Has there been an incident?
I don't know that.
I mean, because that's what you need. If it's just somebody watching, I know I would not be happy with it, but I would like to know if there's any history of somebody being an absolute kook and, you know, going after the tenants of the home.
I'm pleased to know your names now and the name of the young blood you have brought to me. Is one of the things. This house has been the subject of my family for decades. I've been put in charge of watching and waiting for its second coming.
The house's second coming?
Just telling you what the letter said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, that's kind of freaky.
Yeah. So they're suing the other people. And
the other people thought that their nightmare was over. They got out of there. They sold it. They're like, ha ha. Ha ha. Wow.
We'll find it. You guys think it's like a kid?
No. That sounds like somebody weird enough to be a watcher. You know what I mean? Like sometimes
You think it really is someone dangerous?
I don't know if it's dangerous. I just think it's a kook, like somebody who believes that they are supposed to watch over that house. Like, doesn't that sound like somebody who would just be a little off enough to?
Well, yeah. Yeah, but you don't think they would actually kill anyone or
I wouldn't mess with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know, you know, just personally, I would like to know if there's any history. And if there is no history, at least that would make me feel better. But
I do feel like it might be a hoax, though, because I think a real person that's that crazy and going to hurt you doesn't send you a letter to tell you. They just do it.
But okay, but they were doing it to the previous tenants, too?
Right.
I wonder if they did it to, because he said his dad and his grandfather and all of them watched it. So, I mean, I would like to go back.
Yes, I think it's a 17-year-old kid.
A 17-year-old kid does not stay with this prank that long. They don't keep it going.
Did it say how long the previous owners had the house?
No, it didn't. But I kind of took away from that is that it was a while.
Long enough to scare them off, at least.
I think most kids just kind of go... Yeah, you know, I mean their attention is so short, you know.
Yeah, they're not going to keep that up.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that is crazy. I have great news. I have to pull the bullhorn out for this. Here we go.
My softball team, named Number Shot, has finally won our league. Yay!
How about that?
I've been playing for that team since 2004. Same team. We play two seasons a year, spring and fall, and we've been runners-up like 9 times. And finally, this week, we won it all. It was the best ever. Lewis, you know Lewis. Lewis is our coach and teammate. I thought Lewis was going to cry. He was so excited. He'd been playing with the same team since 2003. And it was pretty cool, man. It was pretty cool. We were like, this just happened. And we run ruled the first team because it was in a tournament. We had a bye. We run ruled the first team, and then we almost run ruled the second team. They had a comeback and got within one run of getting back with us.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
So it sounds like it was a good game.
It was a good game. I hit well. I played well. I had to play the infield, which I never do anymore because I'm like, my reflexes are too slow to hang with, you know, those guys. They were going to have me play third. I'm like, no. So I played first. I whined. It worked. Big shout out to Kelly Egan as well. She's been with the team longer than me or Lewis. She'd been with them since like 2002. So there were 3 of us OGs, us originals, that went through. Anyway. Sweet. Just wanted to brag a little bit about my homies.
Nice. And you guys celebrated afterwards, I guess?
Yeah, we did. Went to Buffalo Wild Wings. Ha!
Oh, did you?
Yes. And we had some wings, and it was good. And it was good. Thank you again to everybody. This week was my birthday. This is Bubba talking. I had my birthday on Thursday, and tons of people reached out, both on, and I haven't even, I don't know, should I do the text message replies and just go through and maybe say... Thank you to as many as possible. I just know that there's a lot on there. I got Facebook finally knocked out, where I thanked everybody on there. My personal one, the show one, there's no way possible. I don't know. It's hard to keep up with all that stuff. But there is an etiquette about it. You're supposed to say thank you.
Well, it's like writing thank you notes or something, you know, basically. But I tried to when the whole Facebook birthday thing came out at the very beginning. Remember, there's a little while there, maybe a year or two, where kind of like everyone was like, "Oh, this has birthdays and it, oh, I know it's their birthday." Okay, then birthdays became a bigger deal because everyone knew it then.
Yeah,
and then it because you can probably track it if you look on your Facebook stats, I guess. I bet the first 2 or 3 years of having Facebook, you had a few birthdays.
Right.
I would like to see what the percentage increase is from year 1 to now. I bet it's a 500% increase.
Wow, for sure. For sure.
And so you just kind of like, I used to like, because before it was like 10 people. Okay, thanks, man. Happy birthday. Hope you're doing good. Now I'm just like, I let it go.
Somebody wrote on text, what are your thoughts on the whole flag ban? By the way, they spelled whole, H-O-L-E. I didn't know there was a whole flag that they're banning. I'm sorry. I love misspelling. I love misspellings because silly stuff comes out of it. What's your thoughts on the whole flag ban, Patrick? Somebody texted us that. What's your thoughts on that? Whole, H-O-L-E.
The whole flag.
The whole flag is being banned.
Man,
I never liked the whole flag.
Yeah, the whole flag.
I think it's like a golf flag, maybe?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the flag.
They're banning golf flags.
A whole flag. where is it going to end is my thing. We keep going. And I don't like this flag. I don't like that flag. I don't like this statue.
Louis Farrakhan says he didn't like the American flag because it flew over a slave state for 80 years.
Yeah, let's get rid of that one. We should rename Washington, D.C.
Probably.
No, he had slaves.
Mm-hmm.
He did. I am not at all in agreement with removing statues or changing the names of places.
Yeah,
history is history, folks.
Whether you are offended by history or whatnot, you can't change what has happened. You know, but definitely you can't use that as an excuse for violence. As we've said oftentimes on our show, you know, you have the right to have hate in your heart. You really do. That's part of your First Amendment. You have the right to have hate in your heart, but you do not have the right to harm another human being in the name of that hate.
Just for the record, you have the right to have hate in your heart. It still makes you a bad person.
Yes.
I'll say it.
Yeah, you're right.
And I guess this all started because of the shooter in Charleston, and he was seen with Confederate flag, and he had that, and then he was burning an American flag, and then all of a sudden it came from that was a direct correlation to the shooting, and I was like, but he also had a gold gem shirt on.
We should ban Gold's Gem.
I mean, look, I get it to a point, okay, but to a point, yeah. I think you can go too far with stuff.
Of course you can.
And yeah, we're already getting to that place when the guy on CNN is talking about, you know, we should consider removing the Jefferson Memorial from Washington, D.C. because Jefferson was a slave owner. So was Washington and Jackson and Madison and a bunch of other presidents. You know, we start talking about that, then you're really getting ridiculous. You're getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
You're trying to impose the morals of the present on people of the past. And you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't judge somebody from back in the day on where we are now. I think America, we have all individually grown up. We've all expanded our horizons so much. And you can't hold somebody else to where we are now. It's just impossible because they weren't educated enough, I guess. They weren't around.
And they weren't raised in an enlightened society. It's just like saying, you know, people 1,000 years ago thought it was okay to, you know, kill you if you committed adultery. And some people in other countries that we make fun of still do. Okay. But we don't live that way. We don't think that that's okay. Because we like to think we're more enlightened than that. But you can't judge people from the past with the morals of the present.
I'm taking down every picture of my grandmother in my house because she cooked with lard and it made me fat.
Well, that's different. That has a direct impact on you, and you should probably follow through with that. Or at least stop cooking with the lard there, buddy. I'm just saying.
I went to a place that had lard. They cooked with lard, and it was so good.
I hate the word, though. I do not like the word lard. I don't know why.
Well, you probably got called lard as a kid.
Hey, lard butt.
Yeah. Probably got that a lot. It was good, though, man. It made me realize how different my mom, my grandmother's cooking was to what, like, say, we cook now.
Yeah.
Now it's when I think, oh, what sounds good for dinner? I immediately go to a fish or a chicken and steamed vegetables. I see it in my head. I see green vegetables and maybe some Brussels sprouts and, you know,
good
that
for
kind
you.
Of stuff.
I see pizza.
I don't see pizza. I don't anymore.
Do.
I don't see that.
But my grandparents, it was like, let's fry some meat.
Yeah.
Fry some meat.
Yeah. Let's take some meat and fry it in its own fat.
Yep.
Delicious.
And then you take, a comfort thing is mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes are great.
I love mashed potatoes with gravy or sometimes with cheese and gravy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, look at me. Don't I look like I can mix cheese and gravy?
And I have a thing for fries, man. French fries?
We got to stop talking about food.
Golly.
Why?
Starving. We haven't had lunch yet, and we're talking
about breakfast yet.
Food. Oh.
You don't eat breakfast?
Who, me? No. Well, I had a banana. That's usually my breakfast every day.
Oh, wow. Do you eat breakfast?
Sometimes, but no, I didn't today. I had a thing of yogurt. So just.
No, I have to eat breakfast every day. Have oatmeal.
That's cool. I wish I could. I'm always running late. I'm always running out the door, you know, just to get here in time. So breakfast is usually, that's why I have bananas. It's grab and go. Grab a banana and go.
I spent the entire week last week eating breakfast, lunch, dinner every day, home cooked, delicious awesomeness. So good. I gained like 8 pounds.
What y'all's moms make?
My mom, her specialty is her tortillas and enchiladas and her fried fish and her tamales. And I'm going to go with probably my favorite thing is that cake she makes for me, which is awesome. She taught my wife how to do it, so that's even better.
What is it?
It's just basically a plain, it's like a box. It's all about the icing. It's like box cake, and then she makes this homemade icing that takes like 20 minutes to make the icing itself. It's not a frosting. This is a legit made out of butter and real sugar and all that kind of old-timey icing, and it is the greatest thing in the world.
Old-timey.
No, it's like, no, it is. It's old-timey. It's like the way they used to make icing, and oh, it will just knock your socks off.
And it's probably got more calories in it than the whole cake.
Probably. And yeah, it's worth every bite. I'll eat half that cake.
What's your mom make?
Make
some Cajun something.
Oh, my mom's good at everything. My favorite thing from this whole week, we ate every day, but my favorite thing was my mom made eggs and rice. Now, I forgot about that. When I was a kid, we were Cajun, so there was rice at every meal. And you'd have rice the next day left over, and like on a Saturday morning for breakfast, mom would make eggs and rice, which I now realize was kind of like fried rice. You know, it was like you take the rice, and you put it in a pan, you crack the egg, and you fry it up in the rice. You know, salt, pepper, season it, the whole thing. I just forgot that we used to eat that when I was a kid because I never make that. I never even think to make it.
Yeah.
But oh, so good.
You already have to have your rice cooked. And then you add it?
Yep, the rice is already
cooked. Yeah, you're just kind of warming it up.
Mm-hmm. You're warming it up and you're frying it up with that egg.
Does she add anything else to it, like carrots or nothing else?
Sometimes like some chopped up ham.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of ham, a little cheese?
Yeah, you put cheese on top of it afterwards. Yeah, that'll work. Delicious. Delicious. So good. And we had, oh my God, we had stew one night, and we had, you know, I can't eat shellfish, but they had like a shrimp etouffee one night.
By the way, breaks my heart that you grew up Cajun and you can't eat shellfish now because you have a late in life allergy that came out of nowhere.
The fun thing is,
there's something fun about that?
No, not really. Some of my relatives, specifically in this case, my oldest brother, Terry, doesn't understand how deadly a shellfish allergy is. Like in my case, I can stop breathing. Like I will stop breathing. My throat starts to close up and I physically can't breathe. So if I get exposed to it, especially in a large amount, like in a broth or something, and I don't have an EpiPen or some liquid Benadryl or something, I could die. Okay. And he's like, but just have a little bit. It's not gonna, I mean, it's not like you're gonna die. No, it's literally like I'm going to die. No. No, and I guess in his mind, it's like somebody who says that who can't eat milk because they're lactose intolerant, you know?
Yeah, it's not like
yeah. No, it's not one of those. This isn't, no, I don't eat gluten because it makes me bloat. No, if I eat shellfish, I will die. There's a difference between an allergy and a sensitivity or whatever you want to call that.
And I got this new milk that is... It doesn't have that hormone that everyone talks about. That it's like
the one that makes your kids bigger than you.
Yeah.
That hormone,
the one that they have that hormone.
The vitamin G for
giantism. yeah, I forget what it is, but I saw it. It was new, and I was like, oh, I'll try it, dude. I love it. Love this milk because normally I'll drink milk. Like, I only drink milk with like coffee in the morning, like iced coffee. I'll be halfway here with old milk, and I'll be like,
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, oh, man. Man, that's milk. This doesn't do any of that. I like it.
Why, what makes it special?
Well, it doesn't have that whatever hormone in, and it also doesn't have, it's lactose-free.
Oh, so I didn't know they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Lactose-free milk?
Where do you get that?
The Gettin' Place.
The Gettin' Place.
Like, grocery, I mean, in store? A regular store? And yeah. Okay.
You can get the grocery store.
Yeah. Take a picture of it later, of the label, and send it to me. I would like to try that because I love milk, but I have the same issues. Mm-hmm. I think I may have developed a milk allergy.
Yeah, I didn't used to be that way either. I can tell whenever we are traveling, Bubba is like, we'll be sitting there, you know, next to each other, whatever, not here. You all right?
My belly saying hi.
Yeah, it's just my stomach.
It sounds like one of the Triceratops from Jurassic Park coming around.
Sounds like a gate opening.
Like the gate from The Watcher.
Oh,
who's watching you?
Who's watching your house?
That's so weird.
I see you drinking milk.
Is it lactose-free milk?
I like milk.
Wait till I come through the walls. That's some crazy stuff.
Have you looked under the rug today?
This is also another big week for me. Guys, do you realize today is the last day that I drive the electric car?
Oh,
we never talk about it because it's been a 2-year experiment for me. I said experiment. Where during the, what was it, 2 years ago, whenever the fuel prices were
crazy,
ridiculous, insane,
yeah.
I saw an ad. Actually, no, I heard it on the radio, and they were like, $199 with nothing down. Blah, 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 blah. And I went, $199 with nothing down for an electric car? So I went and I picked up a little Nissan Leaf, and that's cheaper than what I was paying for gas in my Jeep. So I'm like, well, heck, man, I can have another car, not drive my Jeep, and still save money.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So yeah, by the time you rolled in insurance and all that, I was still saving like $60 a month driving a new car. So it was a cool lease, for a year or 2 years. And, I learned a lot about electric cars. A lot of people have questions. I'll pull up to a parking lot and people are like, "Hey, what is that?" And you have to explain, is that still, or I get this, "Hey, is that really all electric?" I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Well, what do you think?" So I have to tell them the same thing every time. You know, it's a great car. The idea, I mean, my fuel bill is about $40 a month on my electricity bill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So by the time you think about that, I mean, that's a lot cheaper than the gas you pay for an entire month.
Yeah.
And that's what I said. I said, it's the world's greatest commuter car. If you only have to drive, you know, under 60 miles a day, you're good to go. It has a range. After 2 years, you know, you have some battery degradation, and it's got a range of about 85 miles at this point after 2 years. And if you're somebody who has to drive about 60 miles a day and that's it, it is the greatest vehicle ever. Because
but how many people only drive that far and never have to drive further? Well, because you can never drive that car further than 80 miles.
If you're an old lady or an old man, you know how old people only drive their car a little bit? Then it is a fantastic car for them.
You're right about that. Like, my grandparents would never drive more than 20 miles a day.
And it's cheaper.
They just don't. If they have to go further than that, somebody has to take them because they can't drive that far.
Yeah. It's cheaper. It's a great alternative. You know, you have to have, like, you know, I'm going to say this right now. I drive, obviously, way more than that every day. On the average, I can usually stay in the car because what I'll do is I'll get home and I'll plug it in. And, you know, by the time I need the car again, it's already got 15 more miles on it, so I'm good, and I never have to worry about switching cars. You must have, I think, if you're somebody who drives typical miles, you have to have two cars. You do. It's just one of those things. Because there will be times where you need to leave town. You need to drive 40 minutes this way or 50 minutes that way. There will be those times. And when you do, you have to take the regular gasoline combustion engine vehicle. But for most every single day, it's great. I mean, what is it? Maybe two days a month I've been driving the gasoline car here. So
I don't even know if it's that much.
If that much, you know. Yeah. I mean, I drove it today because I'm going to leave it here. Somebody's going to take me home because I'm going to pick up my my car after. But yeah, it's kind of strange. It's been a very educational kind of deal. The car, it's been interesting making those adjustments. Like, it's weird. I don't even look at gas stations now. I don't even really look at my fuel level because I know I've got enough gas to do what I need to do. I've been in it for 2 years. So there's no...
You said gas, electricity, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry, electricity. You get into a whole different realm of, you know how you get in your car, what's the first thing you do? You start it, you put your seatbelt on, you look at your fuel, you glance at your gauges, and then you're off.
Yep.
There's none of that. It's strange. And then now having to relearn, hey, check for gas all the time is going to be a little weird.
I'm going to get a horse.
Tried that once.
That's the original electric vehicle.
I mean, horses aren't electric. But
horses are electric. You're electric. Okay. Bodies are full of electricity. Take it back.
It's a very, very far.
Take it back, Lardy.
No, that's a very.
Do it.
Just call me Lardy.
I did.
All right.
Barty, farty, Lardy. Take it back.
No.
What's your thoughts on the whole flag ban, though? That's what I want to know.
Look, seriously, that whole flag, it needs to go.
No more.
Nobody wants flags with holes in them. You want a flag with a hole in it?
18th green? You got to find it on your own. You don't get a flag.
That's right. No flags on holes.
I'm trying to talk Kathy out of going to South Dakota for vacation.
I thought you guys were talking about a cruise.
Not for now. That's for next year.
Yeah, all right.
After Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, see, I thought the South Dakota thing you shot down already because when we talked about it on the show, you're like, I don't want to do the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I just told her.
The Badlands and this and that. I said
it's
Mount
neat.
Rushmore.
That's where it is. Mount Rushmore is out there.
Is it?
Yes.
It's not in South Dakota, though.
It's in North Dakota.
South Dakota.
It's in South Dakota.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the point.
That's one of the states I've never been to. And I would love to go and see the Badlands. I know we talked about this on the show, but I think my kids would be bored to death. I think it would be a great weekend.
I would be bored to death. I lived in Montana, went to South Dakota, been to North Dakota, know all that. We're going to be spending, most of the time at the cabin in Minnesota. So, I'm going to kind of get that area, but that is a whole – that's like being on the moon. And you're kind of like, oh, okay, cool. Here we are. We're on the moon. Wow. Did you guys know that this is where almost there's like a huge bunch of dinosaur bones are found here? Dinosaurs roamed this whole area. And they're everywhere. And now, because of the way it all worked out, now they can find bones easier because of all this stuff. Oh, that's cool.
There's a fossil.
All right, come on. Let's get a picture, guys.
Okay, right. Now what?
Now, boy, we came all the way over here for that.
So. Yeah, I think it would be a great adult weekend, like you and your wife only. I think your boys, I don't even think kids, and this is going to sound terrible, I don't think they get excited about the Grand Canyon. When we were kids, it was like, the Grand Canyon? Yes, let's go. And by the way, when you see it for the first time, it changes your life. At least back then it did. I don't know anymore. My kids could care less about, if there's not an app for it, well, there is an app for it, but if there's not a game about it or some kind of social media aspect to it, they don't care. We're doing Hollywood. We're not even doing anything. I mean, for our vacation, we're just going to go and tour studio lots, and we're going to go sit in on the voice tapings and all that kind of stuff. That's what we're doing because it has something to do with pop culture.
Yeah.
They don't want to see the stuff.
Nope. They don't really care to see the Arch, St. Louis. Don't really care to see the White House in D.C.
They liked seeing the White House. We took a lot of selfies, but it was over in
a lot
15
of
minutes.
You hear that? Yeah. We took a lot of selfies.
Yeah. He's right.
That's the whole thing.
That's what
we went
done.
To the White House and took some selfies.
We've become a society of flag-banning, selfie-taking, coffee-drinking, write my name on your cuppers. That's what we are.
I think I'm going to tweet that because that's beautiful. I don't think you could have said it better because that is America.
Yep. It is. It's a convenient America.
What did you say? I missed it. I was taking a selfie. I didn't hear what you said.
We do things that are easy, things that feel good, and things that have no lasting meaning. That's what we do now. We are a country and a society of
whiners.
What gets me through now?
Whiners. Always taking the easy way out.
Don't worry about you're going to have to pay that off later. Just spend it. Everyone has debt. And so we build it and we build it. And then all of a sudden, a country we've never heard of, who's been under the radar, comes in and takes over. Or we get so bad we can't afford, we have to make concessions because someone's going to take care of our debt.
Mm-hmm. We start selling that debt.
And
to.
So we say, well, I really, really don't want to, I wouldn't normally give this person or this organization or this company or this country access to all of my life like this,
but they helped us out.
They're going to help and they're going to pay off my this and that. And, you know, it's a trade off, you know. And then all of a sudden, we look back and we go, how did we get here? It's like we have invisible bondage on and we don't know it yet. Hey, have a great day, everyone. Enjoy your weekend.
Is that how we're going to end this?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what you say after that. That's kind of how you end.
Well, all right. The podcast this week sponsored by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings, and I'm sure I will be back there before the weekend is up. Celebrating all kinds of games from around the globe, highlighting can't-miss action from sports like soccer and rugby and much, much more. If you're a sports fan, summer can be pretty tough, but it doesn't have to be. Go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Tons of TVs, tons of action on the TVs, and great wings. Wings, beer, sports, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Hey, enjoy your weekend. Make sure you tell Bubba happy birthday on Facebook so he has to do more thank you replies.
You know, I just did that. I went through, during the podcast, I was replying to the text messages, and now you just added to it. Thanks, man.
Happy birthday, Bubba!
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.